25 quarts of any Valvoline motor oil from Napa, you get a free Chase Elliott bobblehead by mail. Heck, Valvoline Conventional is already on sale for $4.29 a quart. So reward yourself and your engine by getting a free Chase Elliott bobblehead with the purchase of 5 quarts of Valvoline. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/18.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak, thin grass. But the all-new Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Star Equipment knows tough terrain and tight spaces can present a real challenge on your job site, but Wacker Noise and Wheel Dumpers are a brilliant solution. These little wizards function like a compact dump truck with all-terrain traction, better maneuverability, and the versatility to dump from the front or from either side. They make your trickiest job site projects quicker and smoother. Rent or buy Wacker Noise and Wheel Dumpers from Star Equipment and navigate neatly through your next project. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
Saturday's Xfinity winner has a little trouble at Charlotte today.
We actually had a big moment after lunch. Unfortunately, got turned around there and just barely touched the wall a little bit.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and finally start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot, free of charge. And right now, you can get a great deal on Bosch spark plugs for improved engine performance and fuel economy. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum, 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 dang, dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2 days after getting his first win of the year at Dover, Justin Allgaier was back in the driver's seat for an open Xfinity Series test at Charlotte Motor Speedway today.
It's good to be able to come back to the racetrack a day, you know, a little over a day out of getting that win, first win of the year, and getting back into the rhythm and knowing that, you know, we got a lot to learn, especially on a mile and a half program, and we got 2 weekends off to really figure out what we're learning here today.
Hear more from Allgaier Tuesday night at 7 Eastern Time on NASCAR Live. Elsewhere, Kyle Larson is a father again. Daughter Audrey Lane Larson was born overnight. Larson tweeted a picture of son Owen holding his new sister this morning. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Let's keep that on the down low. This is not exactly street legal.
Plenty to get to in hour number three of the program. Hours number one and two available at KGYMradio.com. Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mannin for the sick Todd Brommelkamp, Jeff Downing, our producer, on the other side of the glass, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Plenty of things to get to in hour number three. Scott Frost had some interesting comments about his former program and UCF and their, I guess, quest to claim that they were the 2017 national champions. We'll get to that in a second. And there might have been a little incident on Twitter about 2 hours ago as far as a state school and a potential recruit. We'll get to that as well. But first, it is time for Race to Win. We need caller number six to 319-366-1600. They are going to be our second contestant of the day, our final contestant of the first day of Race to Win, 319-366-1600. And we have all kinds of fantastic prizes for you. We have 4 infield passes to the Indy 500 on May the 27th. That is our grand prize, but it certainly doesn't stop there. $50 gift card from Ben's Beverage Depot, a Citizen Men's watch from Hurtin & Stocker Jewelers, I should say, a $50 gift card from Red Wing Shoes, a bag-o board with cooler from Dr. Pepper Snapple, $50 gift card to Vito's on 42nd, a DeWalt brushless drywall screw gun from Acme Tools, a $50 gift card from Siegel's Jewelry, four double and four single racing vouchers to Speedy's Indoor Karting, a $50 gift card to Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse, a $50 gift card to Saucy Focaccia, and a $50 gift card from Domino's Pizza. So we're going to get our contestant up and running here in just a second as we continue here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And it looks like the $30 gift card to the Stadium Bar and Grill, we will have one of those. We will be giving away one of those once a day on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn for the rest of the week before we make an appearance there next Thursday. And we'll continue race to win for however long it takes, like I said. Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann, Todd Brommelkamp out today. And lots of NBA action going on tonight. We discussed it in hour number one, and LeBron and Jordan came up, and we went down that rabbit hole, and we never did get to really kick around what is happening in the Philadelphia and Boston series. And I know that everybody wants to jump to conclusions one way or another. So in this series, people want to write off the Philadelphia 76ers as weak and mentally weak, and they have no chance moving forward. I think that's ridiculous. You look at Ben Simmons and the amount of humiliation that he's been put through in this series.
Ugh.
He's 20 years old.
Yeah.
He is going to bounce back. What I take away from this is Brad Stevens. Period.
Got to. I think, you know, Greg Popovich kind of has the legacy at this point. He's the godfather of the NBA at this point. But I think you've really got to give Brad Stevens some credit. Yeah, and he's definitely he's been in the conversation as best X's and O's coach in the league. And I'm going to be honest with you. I thought coming into this series, I didn't think that Boston was like dead to rights or anything, but Philadelphia came into the playoffs, came into this series as maybe the hottest team in the league, playing better than maybe anybody else because, you know, Houston struggled. They didn't necessarily struggle, but lost a few games to Minnesota. Golden State was injured. Nobody looked quite as good as Philly in the first round of the playoffs. And Boston and Brad Stevens are on the brink of sweeping then. And I'm shocked by that. I'm more shocked by this Boston-Philadelphia series than I am the Cleveland-Toronto series, to be honest with you. And a lot of the credit has to go to Brad Stevens because Ben Simmons, we'll start with him. You mentioned the humiliation that he's been through. Ben Simmons hasn't been able to shoot all year. Everyone's known that, and yet he went on to have a fantastic year. He's going to be the rookie of the year, like it or not. And it seems like what the Celtics have done that, for whatever reason, no other team seemed willing or able, I'm not exactly sure, but they've taken his lack of a jump shot and used that against him and his efficiency. He was never a shooter. He never has that shot. But Boston and Brad Stevens have found a way to use that against him in a way that diminishes efficiency so far. He's down. He was a 54% from the field during the season. He's at 48 right now. And the more startling one is they can sag off of him and help in those passing lanes. During the regular season, he had 8.2 assists and only 3.4 turnovers. Here in this series with Boston, it's down to 7 assists, all the way up to more than 5 turnovers.
The thing that just I look at and it gets me, like I said, I'm not going to write off the Philadelphia 76ers because other than game one, it's been them not being able to execute down the stretch and making really bad mistakes with basketball down the stretch, which is part of being a young team. But Boston is a young team too.
Exactly.
They're a bunch of babies out there. And I mean that in age only. Jason Tatum is a rookie. Terry Rozier is in his second year. And Al Horford has been a very solid player wherever he's gone, but he's almost been the MVP of this series because, like you said, he's done a really good job defending and Ben Simmons has been off, but he's done a good job defending Joel Embiid as well. I think there are two things here. I look at Boston, and I think that they're going to be very much set up for the future with those two players coming back. Kyrie Irving coming back and Gordon Hayward coming back.
And I think they've got something up their sleeve in the offseason.
Oh, they
too.
Do. They do. But are these two teams the ones that are going to take the throne in the Eastern Conference?
Oh, definitely. And that's actually, that was going to be my next point. I think this is your Eastern Conference Finals for the next 4 to 5 years, and that's not even factoring in the possibility that LeBron ends up in Philadelphia. I'm not sure if that's a great fit. I'm not sure if LeBron wants that. I'm not sure if
LeBron is a good fit anywhere. I get that you don't want to put him in with or the question about how will he coexist with young players who have egos. If you're a young player, I don't care if you're a young player who's the last guy on the bench, or if you're Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, if you can't play with LeBron, then I can't help you.
There, and to be honest, there is a little bit of that. LeBron is a good fit with every single team, but I mean, Ben Simmons's talent, Joel Embiid's talent could be optimized a little bit more, I think, with some more spacing on that floor than LeBron would bring, at least in his current incarnation. But like we said, he's been improving over the last few years, so who knows? But, you know, like what I was saying, that's not even factoring in the possibility of LeBron going to Philadelphia. The Sixers and the Celtics are going to meet in the Eastern Conference Finals for the foreseeable future. And, you know, with Philly, it's because they have two generational talents. With Boston, it's because they've got a lot of really good talent, really high-level talent, don't get me wrong. But what we're talking about right now is Brad Stevens.
One of the best coaches in the league.
And I think he reminds me of a saying that gets said a lot, and it makes me realize how overused the saying is. Who actually does a better job than Brad Stevens of taking his players and putting them in a position to succeed based on their skill set?
I think other than Greg Popovich...
Yeah.
Nobody.
It's Brad Stevens.
Nobody.
I mean, that is the only explanation for, you know, Kyrie's hurt, Kawhi's hurt. The only player with any real experience on this team is Al Horford. You could put Marcus Morris in there, but he's a kind of a different tier of player. He's a role player. So Brad Stevens has just taken a lot of really, you know, just raw talented guys on this team and has them playing, you know, they look like the best team in the East. You know, we can get into a Boston-LeBron thing. We can get into that next week. But Boston looks like they're playing the best team basketball of anybody in the conference, and it all falls on Brad Stevens.
I 100% agree. I just think back to his days at Butler. And this is before they went on those two national championship game runs. But when Iowa hired Todd Licklider and Brad Stevens took over as the coach at Butler, how many Butler fans do you think were nervous at the time?
Oh,
why? Where are we going to go now? What direction is this program going to head? Yeah, little did we all know. I mean, I don't know why that occurred to me, but I'm laying in bed at like 3 a.m. last night, and I think to myself, I've lived through this whole story. One day, it could be a 30 for 30, where this random young coach takes over at Butler, takes him to two national championship games, and if he can win a championship in his time in Boston, which I don't know, I think he has at least an outsider's chance at doing so, depending on what happens in Golden State.
Yep.
What happens in the Bay Area with Golden State. But the legacy of that guy, I think it's underappreciated now, but I agree with you. If they can make a run at this, and if they can get to the finals and beat Cleveland, he will not be underappreciated any longer.
No, and I think he's already starting to get the credit. It's been creeping in year after year, but a really deep run here, like literally, I'm just going to repeat what you said. Just a deep run here would really kind of take the debate away. He's solidly in that echelon.
How many coaches come from college and take over a rebuilding franchise? A good amount. How many actually make it through the rebuild?
Yeah.
And see the end of their late, see the fruits of their late, because look at this. Look at what this franchise has done. They started the rebuild process almost the exact same time as the Philadelphia 76ers.
And two very different routes, to be honest with
Completely
you.
Completely different.
Yeah. That'll be once those teams are hitting their peak in a year or two, those will be there will be some really interesting pieces and stories put together about the juxtaposition of the Celtics and the Sixers. And that'll be very exciting.
We can't discount what Danny Ainge has done either, because he has a big role in all of this. But there you go, NBA fans. They're at halftime right now. 47-43 is the Philadelphia 76ers lead. We'll keep you updated as we're on the air for about 40 more minutes on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And Cage and Troy, thank you so much for this text. LeBron's best fit is with the Pelicans. Oh, that's completely unbiased.
Yeah, I bet you do.
That's a completely neutral opinion. Yeah, no, I kid, Troy.
They're going to have an interesting offseason,
yes,
too. We'll keep it kind of superficial here. We won't dive too deep into it. But the Pelicans have, one of the best players in the league in Anthony Davis. He's phenomenal. And the Pelicans also have DeMarcus Cousins, who I don't expect them to retain. Their best chance is to get a sign-and-trade with, whoever. And Anthony Davis could end up with some pretty skilled teammates after that. So Cajun Troy, I think, has brighter days ahead of her.
What we'll do right now, we'll step aside. We will come back. We'll get you a big board update. And then we'll get to a few stories that we had up our sleeve in the final 30 minutes of this program. Scott Frost making some comments about UCF and their claim 2017 national championship. Not what you might expect. That and more on the way after this.
When I walk in the bank, there's two or three people that say, "Hey, Pat. Hi, Pat. How you doing? Thanks for coming in today." That's what makes a person feel special. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust has made the commitment to me and the other union trades in town to be that union bank.
Is it the "how can we help you" feeling Pat Loeffler and the members of Carpenters Local 308 get every time they stop by Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust?
They've been there for me every single time that I've asked them. It's a hometown feel. You have a place that you can come in to sit down and talk with somebody on a personal level. That means a lot to my members. I work with Brittany. I work with John Rodriguez. I've worked with numerous people at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust over the years. You're just not another number to them. You're a face and a name. They know you.
Or is it the cookies?
Oh, my goodness. I put them in top of the line. I hit their cookie counter before I leave the bank every time.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. Meet them at peopleyoucanbankon.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A mother used to wear a crisply pressed dress, ride along on Sunday drives with the family, and serve meat and potatoes on the everyday china. Now a mother wears jeans, fast tracks it in the minivan, and serves heart-healthy meals on eco-friendly plates. Yes, moms have changed a lot over the years, but Hertine and Stocker Jewelers still knows how to make them happy on Mother's Day. Since 1944, the Dickens family has been offering lovely gifts and helpful suggestions to children, and sometimes dads, to make Mother's Day especially special. This Mother's Day, come to Hertine and Stocker and choose beautiful and meaningful mother's jewelry, or perhaps a watch or some other gift that mom will treasure. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then stop in and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
For everything she does, pamper her with a gift card from Elevate Salon and Spa this Mother's Day. What would make her feel especially special? A fresh spring pedi, a full body massage, or maybe a spa facial? Can't decide? Allow the friendly staff at Elevate to help you customize the perfect Mother's Day present. Our gift cards come beautifully wrapped and are available at Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Station Southwest, and Northtown Market on Blair's Ferry Road. Or feel free to purchase online at ElevateSalons.com.
Can buying a used car feel like new? At Toyota of Iowa City, all used cars come with pre-owned continued care, That's 2 years of oil changes, tire rotations, multi-point inspections, and car washes with every service appointment, plus 10% off maintenance items. That's a new car experience for a pre-owned purchase. Shop today at ToyotaIowaCity.com or stop in to see us. Pre-owned continued care only at Toyota of Iowa City. It's what we do.
See dealer for details.
The Cedar Rapids Municipal Golf Courses have a spot for every golfer.
Yeah? I want to use all the clubs in my bag.
Jones is the Shotmaker's course.
I want to bring the kids.
Twin Pines is family and beginner friendly.
I like a longer course in a country setting.
That's Gardner.
How about a great course with scenic views?
Ellis is the course for that. With four courses, there's always a tee time available. Play them all. Call ahead for your tee time or reserve it at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Brottelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow. It's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
309-366-1600, that's the Hurtin and Stocker text line where 3530 has chimed in. Stevens would not have left Butler for anything less than a dream job like the Celtics. It's rare that a coach who can be at the top of the NCAA and the NBA at the same time, and yes, I agree, 3530, Ainge also deserves a lot of credit.
I think we're this ship has already sailed for the most part, I think, but that would be a lot like some of the rumors that were going around if Jay Wright were to leave Villanova and go to Philadelphia.
He could do it.
He's
one of those coaches who could do that. I asked the question, what was Butler Bulldog Nation's reaction when he was hired? My next question is, what was the Boston Celtics fan base's reaction when Brad Stevens was hired?
Had to be stoked.
You think so? Okay.
At that time. He had already taken Butler to, what was it, back-to-back national championships.
But how many...
He was a phenom as far as coaching goes.
At the time, if they would have had a choice between Coach K and... And Brad Stevens, who would they have taken?
Oh, yeah.
Tom Izzo. Down the line.
Yeah.
It had to be mixed reality. Oh, this random guy who plays boring brand of basketball at Butler. Where's Butler? I know they've made it to a couple national championships in a row, but they haven't played anybody. They don't play in a good conference. It's a big jump to the NBA. Trust me, they were out there.
I'm going to run a Twitter search here.
No. Oh, gosh. Well, that's always a wormhole that we...
Oh, yeah.
We try to avoid going down, but yes, Brad Stevens has been, and you have to give credit to Danny Ainge, not only for putting this roster together, but taking a chance on a young college coach like that, and it has definitely worked out. We're going to talk about another young college coach, but this one in the sport of football, who has made his way to the Big Ten, and he was asked about his former school, UCF. That would be Scott Frost, the new head coach at Nebraska. He was asked about UCF claiming that they are national champions and had some interesting comments on the subject. But first, we need to get to a big board update. Here's Kyle.
Rick Heller's Hawkeye baseball team had its most consequential series of the season so far over the weekend and came away with a series victory against Oklahoma State. Iowa dropped Game 1 7-6 before exploding in Game 2 to score 16 runs for the second time in less than a week, with Matt Hoig leading with 6 RBI and a 16-14 victory. Jack Dreyer then got the start in place of Cole McDonald on Sunday, and Hoig had 2 more RBI in an 11-3 victory. College Sports Madness now projects the Hawkeyes to be firmly in the NCAA tournament field, and they'll finish the regular season with series against Northwestern and Penn State, the bottom dwellers of the Big Ten. The Big Ten softball tournament will begin later this week, and Marla Looper's Hawkeyes earn themselves a 12 seed. They'll take on 5th-seeded Ohio State this Thursday at 7 in Madison, Wisconsin. It's likely going to be Allison Ducey in the circle, and it'll be the first meeting between the two teams this season. The Colonels dropped 2 of 3 over the weekend against West Michigan, spoiling 5 shutout innings from Bruiser Gratterall on Friday. They still lead the Western Division with a record of 14-10 and move on to begin a series at Dayton beginning at 6 tonight, so they're already going. It's Edward Kalina on the mound, and the last time he started, he combined with Giovanni Moran to no-hit the South Bend Cubs. And so far, they're scoreless in the second, and I'm just going to say Dayton is hitless. Tonight after our show, we're going to have the Cardinals fresh off their sweep of the Cubs hosting the Twins. It'll be the Twins' second top prospect in Fernando Romero on the mound opposite John Gant. And that game should start pretty much right away on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Did you just jinx a no-hitter?
I didn't say the words.
I did.
Well,
I just did. It wasn't
me, then.
So we effectively jinxed them. That's all right. I don't know if you know the history of this program jinxing the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
I am not aware.
So back when Todd had another co-host, Tyler. Tyler used to MC games, their Colonels games, when the Colonels needed somebody on the field to do the in-game interactive.
When I was a kid, I thought that was like the coolest job.
Right, and he had that job for a while. And so the Colonels were playing, I think it was West Michigan, in the finals of the Midwest League. They make it to the championship game, and I believe it's a best-of-3 series. So West Michigan Cedar Rapids beats West Michigan in game 1 at home. At West Michigan. So they come back to Cedar Rapids for the final 2 games of the series. Well, before the second game, Tyler was talking to, I think it was Jake Maurer, actually, and he asked him, "So, what's the process like for getting fitted for rings?" And then there was a big debate as to whether he jinxed them.
Mm.
Jake Maurer, the former manager of the Colonels, I think to this day would tell you that he did. But as I always say in defense of my friend Tyler, if he had that kind of power, he would not be doing that job. If he had the power to affect something like that, He would have a much more important job.
Would you go get a job, or would you definitely not tell anybody and just maybe happen to move to Vegas?
Mm.
Where's
would you? No, that's on Thursday.
All right, that's not
today. But what we do
we'll
need to
it.
Get to is a little. I guess this ties into the Big Ten. Scott Frost was asked about UCF claiming that they won the national championship this year and didn't exactly come to bat for his former program, the team that he led to that undefeated season. We'll talk about that next.
A mother used to wear a crisply pressed dress, ride along on Sunday drives with her family, and serve meat and potatoes on the everyday china. Now a mother wears jeans, fast tracks it in the minivan, and serves heart-healthy meals on eco-friendly plates. Yes, moms have changed a lot over the years. But Hertin and Stocker Jewelers still knows how to make them happy on Mother's Day. Since 1944, the Dickens family has been offering lovely gifts and helpful suggestions to children, and sometimes dads, to make Mother's Day especially special. This Mother's Day, come to Hertin and Stocker and choose beautiful and meaningful mother's jewelry, or perhaps a watch or some other gift that mom will treasure. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then stop in and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kent. One of them is always there.
For everything she does, pamper her with a gift card from Elevate Salon and Spa this Mother's Day. What would make her feel especially special? A fresh spring pedi, a full body massage, or maybe a spa facial? Can't decide? Allow the friendly staff at Elevate to help you customize the perfect Mother's Day present. Our gift cards come beautifully wrapped and are available at Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Station Southwest, and Northtown Market on Blairs Ferry Road. Or feel free to purchase online at ElevateSalons.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
That's the most asinine marketing I've ever heard of.
6:34. 20 minutes to play with here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann. Todd Brodelkamp out sick today. Jeff Downing, our producer, on the other side of the glass, taking you up until 7 o'clock. We're on the North, Jim. We're going to send you off to the Minnesota Twins broadcast of Twins and Cardinals tonight. If you missed hours number one and two, you can go to our website, kgymradio.com, and you can find our podcast, and you can also vote in our Emil's Hideaway poll question, and it goes like this. In which sport is it most difficult to reach the, quote, big time? Major League Baseball, NBA, the NFL, racing, PGA, or NHL? And Kyle, I have to plead complete ignorance on this. I don't know any of the process that is involved in making it to the big time in racing or golf. I'm sure it's hard. I'm sure it's difficult. I know it's difficult. But I can't vote in this poll question because I don't know how difficult it actually is.
At least golf, I know you can, like, there's an amateur circuit that you can become extremely successful on and get noticed and start to get invited of the big things. But, and I guess I assume racing would be system, but I'm with you. I don't actually know how those things work.
But you can vote in that poll question until 7 o'clock. We've mentioned this for about an hour now. New Nebraska football coach Scott Frost was asked about his former school, UCF, claiming that they are the national champions. And UCF, Kyle, has gone all out in this quest to name themselves the national champions. They gave Scott Frost the national championship bonus. If you don't know how that works, coaches have it in their contract that if they win the national championship, they get a certain amount of money added onto their contract. I think for Frost, it was like $200,000. So last year, on top of what he was making at Central Florida, he got $200,000. They painted UCF national championships on the squad cars of the school's police department. They put up a banner at Spectrum Stadium. They bought championship rings that say 2017 national champions on it. They won the AAC. They won the Peach Bowl, beating Auburn. So Scott Frost was asked about it once again, and this is what he had to say. Quote, I completely get behind their argument. I do think it was almost criminal how low they kept UCF in the rankings, and I think that was intentional. But at the end of the day, the playoff system is the national champion. That's the team that wins the playoff. The playoff system is that the national champion is the team that wins the playoff. Now, Kyle, if you're UCF, are you upset with your former coach?
Yeah.
See,
it's hard to be. This is an interesting situation because can I actually be upset for him telling the truth? I mean, no. But at the same time, I know if that guy was still the head coach at UCF, he would be singing a much different tune.
Oh, yeah.
And so the whole thing just comes across as extremely disingenuous to me. And if I am the UCF fan base, I pretty much just, I'm going to do my best to just disregard that because he's just saying that stuff because he's not he's not there anymore, and maybe it's true, but you know, Scott Frost saying that doesn't make it any more true than it was in December or in January. It's, you know, it's the same degree of truth as it has always been, and that didn't seem to bother them before.
And I don't see that's the part of this whole attempt at naming themselves national champions that I think is, it's exactly, it's causing the effect that they want it to. They wanted to catapult themselves into the discussion, first of all, so that if this ever happens again, there's a better chance that they or one of the other group of five teams that has a similar resume that they did will get at least a better look than what they got. And I agree with him 100%. And I've said this a number of times. The fact that they ranked 12th in the final college football playoff.
A whole undefeated season.
A joke.
Gets you 12th.
And I know that people are going to say that they didn't play anyone. That team last year would have won 9 or more games in most conferences in college football. That team themselves, and look at the NFL draft for that, for proof of that.
Would you say they were clearly better than Auburn in that bowl game?
They beat Auburn. I
guess clearly is a funny word, but they were clearly able to compete with them and obviously win the game. So to even use the argument that they didn't play anybody, you know, you can only help that so much, and it comes years in advance. You know, when it comes to the season, you play who's on your schedule, you beat them, and you're supposed to be repaid for that.
And I look at it this way. I saw a Houston team a couple years ago that beat Oklahoma in the season opener, and they beat Louisville, who was ranked 5th in the country late in the season. And they did lose 2 games, I think, in conference, so they weren't even in the discussion. But I know if that team won all their games, they would have gotten into the playoff because of who they beat. UCF last year was head and shoulders above that Houston team. They were way better than that Houston team. But people will point in the schedule. But I digress. I do agree with him in saying that if you want to be the national champion, the college football playoff decides it.
Yeah.
And while they were woefully underrated and underranked, I mean, criminally, like he said, am I going to sit here and say that they absolutely got jobbed out of a top 4 spot? Because that's the discussion we're having. No, I'm not. But at the end of the day, I look at what UCF does, it has done, and it's genius. People are still talking about them. Like, no, I look at some of these teams in the past. Are people still talking about Western Michigan from 2 years ago? No. Are people still talking about Houston for making their AAC championship run and getting to the New Year's Six Bowl? No, they're not. But they're still talking about UCF, and they've put themselves under a microscope that few Group of Five teams have, and Scott Frost was the man that did it. So at the same time, I feel like the way that they treated him, they might be a little upset with this, because I think he gets what they're doing. He said, I understand the argument. He gets what they're doing. I just don't. He's telling the truth, but at the same time, he clearly, it can be taken as a slight to his former school, could it not?
Yes, and you actually just got me fired up about this in a way that I wasn't before, because you said the phrase, he knows what they're doing.
He knows exactly what they're doing.
So
I know what they're doing.
Why do you gotta go off and be a jerk? You know, they allowed him to coach his bowl game even after he had accepted a new job.
They gave him a $200,000 contract or a bonus because he won the, quote, national championship.
He met his bonus cap. He got as much bonus money as he possibly could from that school. They paid all of his assistants as if they were national champions. That school did right by Scott Frost, and for him to go, I get that he doesn't work there anymore. I get that there are certain things that you have to say. You know, he can't be like, oh yeah, UCF, best in the nation, number one. You know, you can't do that now that you're a coach at a different school. But I would, if I'm in the UCF fan base, I'm almost saying to myself, why say anything at all? Just keep your mouth shut. You know what we're doing. You were part of it. You're supposed to be one of our guys, even though you're not actually our guy anymore. Just zip it.
To me, this whole thing is a marketing slogan. Is it not?
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah. And I had never really even thought about it before because you're right. I had to sit here and look at their schedule here. Their schedule is a soggy waffle next year, just like it was last year. But you can rest assured they're going to get a little more attention than they did last time.
They definitely will. They lost a lot of players, but we'll see how they get by with their schedule next year. It's going to be a lot tougher. I just, like I said, this to me is akin to, and I know Kirk Ferentz hasn't left anywhere, but what's the marketing slogan for Iowa? Swarm or it changes every
year.
Until that was one of them. That would be like
not great.
Kirk Ferentz coming out and saying, "Well, that's a stupid marketing slogan." Could you imagine the response to that? I don't think his bosses would be very happy.
Not really.
I don't think the fans would be very happy.
No.
But if it was true, I'm not saying that it is. If it was true, well, there would be people saying, well, he's not lying. And then there would be people who are upset, which is exactly what Scott Frost has done to his former fan base. 6:45. We have about 10 minutes to play with here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Want to thank Greg Wyshynski. The NHL senior writer for ESPN for joining us at 5:30, and Matt Hoig of the Iowa baseball team who joined us at 4:30 inside our number one. What we're going to do right now, we'll step aside, we'll take a quick break, we'll come back, we'll hit a big board update in the final, we'll call it 10 minutes of afternoon programming on KGYM. We'll reset the poll question as you have about 15 minutes to vote. Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann, Jeff Downing, more on the way after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Spring is in full swing, and with that comes the urge to get out and plant beautiful-looking flowers in our yards. If you are a beginner like me, then you'll want to listen up because Landon from Menards is here to give us some tips on where to start.
That's right. To get started, you'll want to improve your soil. Make sure the soil has the texture of crumbly cake and that it is easy to dig. If you don't have this yet, add composted manure, compost from your compost heap, or a combination of the two.
Okay, so after we have the soil ready, what's next?
Next is finding the right flowers for your flower bed. Take into account how much sun your flower bed gets. This will determine what you will be able to plant. Menards Garden Center has all of the flowers you could want, from those that do well in low light to those that are great in full sun and everywhere in between.
Thanks, Landon. You can find all of your flower growing and maintaining needs at Menards. And as always, if you have any questions, talk to a friendly team member.
Save big money at Menards.
You've heard the phrase free checking before and found out it wasn't exactly free, right? At Two Rivers Bank and Trust, free checking means just that, free checking. No minimum balance, no monthly service charge, even a free thank you gift. They'll buy back unused checks and debit cards up to $10 and refund ATM fees from other financial institutions up to $15 per month. $50 minimum deposit to open. Visit Two Rivers Bank in Iowa City, Coralville, or tworivers.bank to sign up for your truly free checking. My neighborhood, my bank. Member FDIC.
There are still companies that care. Companies that have your back. Companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Napa know-how.
When you buy 5 quarts of any Valvoline motor oil from Napa, you get a free Chase Elliott bobblehead by mail. Heck, Valvoline Conventional is already on sale for $4.29 a quart. So reward yourself and your engine by getting a free Chase Elliott bobblehead with the purchase of 5 quarts of Valvoline. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/18.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But the all-new Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we could help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and finally start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot free of charge. And right now, you can get a great deal on Bosch spark plugs for improved engine performance and fuel economy. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back to the Todd Bravo Cam Show, right here on KGYM.
I'm fired, aren't I?
Oh, yes.
Final 5 minutes of the Todd Bravo Cam Show with Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann sitting in for Todd Bravo Cam. I'm Alex Kuhn. Jeff Downing, our producer, on the other side of the glass. You want to listen to the podcast of any of the 3 hours, they'll be available at KGYMradio.com, where you can vote in our Emil's Hideaway poll question. And it goes like this: which sport is the most difficult to reach the big time? MLB, NBA, NFL, racing, PGA, and NHL are the 6 possible answers. And you have about, we'll call it 8 minutes to vote in that poll question. And Kyle, news that we have failed to get to on what we thought was going to be a pretty uneventful day as far as news, but things started popping up in the middle of the show that we had to get to. But the NBA Combine participants have been released, and there are a couple of names that are not included.
That's right. Not super surprised at a few of them. Lindell Wigginton, not invited from Iowa State. Isaiah Moss, obviously not invited from Iowa. Perhaps the one that will catch your attention, though, is Tyler Cook has not been invited to the NBA Combine.
I didn't think that he would. I agree with Mark Dukes, and you can listen to the podcast of the Gym Class once again at KGYMradio.com. I think that it just feels like Tyler Cook is going to be heading to play professional basketball wherever that may be, whether that's in the NBA or within the G League or overseas, that he probably might be moving on from Iowa. Of course, this is just a hunch at this point. It's just kind of the feeling that we've gotten all along, and I think that everybody that's kind of been close to the program is feeling that. But I think the NBA has spoken loud and clear on all of these guys. Go back to school.
And I think this list being released today has to be indicative of that, because, you know, a lot of the same people probably given this feedback to Tyler Cook as he tests the waters, as they say, you know, are probably some of the same people, or at least plugged into the same circles as the people who put together the combine list. So if Tyler Cook's not thought highly of, you know, not even enough to be invited to the combine, then he's definitely not going to be getting good feedback saying, yeah, definitely leave school. See, come on in.
This is why there should be a minor league system in the NBA. Because he has NBA abilities. Like, he has traits that you could see translating to the NBA. None of them are refined yet. He isn't anywhere near close to being an NBA player, but he's one of those guys where how often are we in Cedar Rapids and you're looking at a player who's not a huge prospect, not a Royce Lewis or an Alex Kirilloff or a Bruzdar Gratterall, where you say, given the right amount of development down here, maybe he becomes a serviceable Major League Baseball player. I think that Tyler Cook could be one of those guys, but he's either going to be asked to go back to school where he's playing in a system with Fran McCaffrey. That's probably his best option, but maybe he doesn't want to go to school. Maybe he's done with college. Maybe he does. It's a system that wouldn't be like anything that he sees in the NBA if he wants to make a career in the NBA. That's his best option at this point, and there's no in-between. So that's a rant for a different day, but it just has caught my eye time and time again. The system of having 19-year-old kids going straight to playing against LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard and some of these guys in the NBA, a lot of them have no chance right away.
Yeah, and I'm kind of with you. I definitely agree with Mark Dukes, who says that it just kind of seems like Tyler Cook's going to be gone, and it feels like this chapter of the story is over. And what really interests me more now is where it goes from here, because like you just alluded to, he's going to have some options. And the more I think about it, what could really turn out to be interesting is that Tyler Cook, this kid went to the University of Iowa, could end up sort of being among the trailblazers for what could turn out to be a minor league system. Because is it really his best option to come? Go back to school, go to classes he's not interested in, you know, have a limited amount of practice time from the NCAA. Is that really his best option rather than to go pro, play in the G League, get paid, you know, not a lot, but get paid, spend all your time on basketball, and continue to improve with professional coaching staff? I think that might actually be his best option. And he would be among the first guys to commit to that course of action.
Well, right now it is his best option because, like you said, you're getting paid $20,000 a year in the G League and not being coached the way that some of these teams. If the NBA put the kind of resources into what Major League Baseball does into their minor league system,
true. There's infrastructure to put into place.
Then I think that it would be a better option, but at this very moment, like you said, he'd be a trailblazer, but it would maybe not necessarily the best option. But we're going to do right now, we're going to send it over to Kyle for your final big board update of the day.
Rick Heller's Hawkeye baseball team had its most consequential series of the season so far over the weekend and came away with a series victory against Oklahoma State. Iowa dropped Game 1 7-6 before exploding in Game 2 to score 16 runs for the second time in less than a week, with Matt Hoig leading with 6 RBI and a 16-14 victory. Jack Dreyer then got the start in place of Cole McDonald on Sunday, and Hoig had 2 more RBI and an 11-3 victory. College Sports Madness now projects the Hawkeyes to be firmly in the NCAA tournament field, and they'll finish the regular season with series against Northwestern and Penn State, the bottom dwellers of the Big Ten. The Big Ten softball tournament will begin later this week, and Marla Looper's Hawkeyes earned themselves a 12 seed. They'll take on 5th seeded Ohio State this Thursday at 7 in Madison, Wisconsin. It'll likely be Allison Ducey in the circle, and that's going to be the first meeting this season between the Hawkeyes and Buckeyes. The Colonels dropped 2-3 over the weekend against West Michigan, spoiling 5 shutout innings from Bruzdar Gratterall on Friday. They still lead the Western Division with a record of 14-10 and move on to begin a series at Dayton tonight. It's Edward Kalina on the mound. The last time he started, you might remember, he combined with Giovanni Moran to no-hit the South Bend Cubs. That game is scoreless in the third, and a certain Dayton team is hitless. Tonight after our show, we'll have the Cardinals fresh off their sweep of the Cubs hosting the Twins. It'll be the Twins' second top prospect in Fernando Romero on the mound opposite John Gant. And that game should start pretty much right away on 107.5 FM The North, Jim.
Couple of prospects, pitching prospects for both of those teams on the mound tonight. Fernando Romero, John Gant makes his first start of the season for the Cardinals. All 3 hours of the show available on our podcast at kgymradio.com. Tomorrow, we're going to have exactly the same giveaways that we had today, a $30 gift card to the Stadium Bar and Grill, and also another chance to play Race to Win, and you'll have a chance on the gym class as well. So until then, we will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
The quality of the product that we are offering is going to be much higher than at a box store. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We are HP sales and service authorized, and we're able to get better products that clients will be able to use. It will last longer.